In this week's parsha, Parshas Vayetze, we have Yaakov leaving his home. Now, he left his house because his parents told him to go, for different reasons. Yitzchok told him simply to go and find a wife. It's time for you to get married. Rivka realized that Esav was trying to kill Yaakov and wanted him out of the house so that he shouldn't be in danger. And so she was the one who actually encouraged Yitzchok to get Yaakov out of the house. He left and he was out of his house for a total of 22 years. 20 years in Laban's house and 2 years that it took him to get home. Parenthetically, it was because of his absence from his parents' house for these years, and he wasn't able to keep the mitzvah of Kibbut Avaim, although of course it was not his fault, that he struggled himself with a similar situation where his son, Yosef, was out of his house for that amount of years, and he thought Yosef was gone. And he struggled with that, he suffered through that, for the absence that he had from his parents' house. Although it's interesting, if we make the calculation, we realize that he wasn't away for just 22 years. He was away for a total of 36 years. He's only punished, or it's not even a punishment, but more of a consequence of his absence when he was in Laban's house and traveling that he was gone. That's 22 years. So where were the extra 14 years? And of course, it's from this calculation that Chazal say, on the way to Laban's house, there was 14 years missing. He had stopped off in the yeshiva of Shem and Aver. And we know this, and we've heard this since we're young, and the question is, why? What's he doing in the yeshiva of Shem and Aver? He's 63 years old, and he has spent many, many years Yeshev Ahalim, sitting and learning Torah in his father's home, in the house of Yitzchak, learning from the Rosh Yeshivas of Yitzchak and Avraham. What exactly is he getting from the yeshiva in Shem and Aver? What's he going to be learning? There are a few suggestions, although of course we don't have the syllabus of what they actually learn there, so we're making a conjecture, but these are a few suggestions of different mefarshim. He may have been learning through the mitzvahs, the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and all the details that come along with it. He may have been learning philosophy, Metzias Hashem, the theology of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, he was learning Midos, which is the foundation for any Torah learning and any leadership role he could find himself in. But it still leaves us with the question, why did he need to learn everything that I just said? He could have learned from Avram and from Yitzchak, from the Gedolei Hadar. What possibly could he learn from Aver? Shem was already not alive anymore at that time, so it's called the Yeshiva Shem Ve'Aver, but he was actually learning from Aver. What was he learning there? And what they had in this yeshiva, Shem and Aver, and what Shem actually learned and passed on to Aver, was the Torah of living when you're not surrounded by good people. How do you survive as a moral, righteous person when all around you people are not doing the right thing? This is what Shem had to learn, because he grew up during Dor HaMabul, and he learned it well. All around him was Chamas, and he did what he was meant to be doing. And this is the Torah that he was teaching to Yaakov, because Yaakov is about to leave his father's house and his grandfather's house, and he's going into a house of darkness. He's going into a situation of darkness. He's going into Laban's house. And this is going to be difficult for him. He knows how to be an Ish Tam Yoshev Ahelim. He knows how to defend himself when he's surrounded by so much good. But how do I survive when I'm alone? How do I survive when I'm on an island? It's interesting that the Mefarshim say that this is the special Torah that Yaakov taught Yosef, and that Yosef was going to need to keep on his own because he was also going to be in a similar situation. The rest of the Shvatim stayed close together and stayed close to their father Yaakov and to their grandfather Yitzchak. But Yosef was the one who was going to be in the same situation where he was far away. And this is why he dafka had to learn this Torah and learn it well before he could immerse himself into the very difficult home, the very difficult world of Laban's house. Yaakov is always associated with being able to survive through darkness, through difficulties. He is the one who is mesaken tefilas arvis, the idea of davening at nighttime. Avraham created the idea, or he was the one who came up with the idea of davening in the morning, tefillah in the morning, and Yitzchok was in the afternoon, but Yaakov was at night. Night means when there is a lack of clarity, when we really can't see the truth, when things are so unclear, and yet we stand up to daven then as well. We say it in Shema at night. It's in the morning. It's emes v'yatziv v'nacham v'kayim. It's true and it's clear and it's easy to see and it's easy to understand. But at night, emes ve'emunah kol zayis. I know it's true, but I need to have so much emunah to see it because it's so unclear. It's so hard. In the morning, we say lahagid b'boiker chastecha. In the morning, the chesed of Hashem is so clear. And yet, at night, ve'emunascha b'leilais. And this is what Yaakov Avinu teaches us. He's the one who struggled so much through life, and yet was able to hold on throughout it all, and was misakin the tefillah of Arvis. For those 14 years, he was safe and secure inside the Beis Medrash. And then when he left, he davened, and he turned to Hashem and he said, I'm going to make a neder to you, and I'm asking you for something. If you do this for me, and what was his request? He said, if you do this for me, I'm going to give you Maaser when I come back. But what was his request? What was he asking? Ushmarani, baderech hazeh, protect me on this road, asher anochi aleich, v'nasan li lechem le'echal uveged lobaish. If you give me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on my way, watch me, protect me, and give me food to eat and clothing to wear. And of course, this tefillah is very interesting because, first of all, why now? Why not right when he left his house? We're 14 years later. Why is he now asking for food to eat and clothing to wear? And of course, the second question, why add the words le'echol and lilboish, bread to eat? What else would he do with the bread? Clothing to wear. If it's not to wear, why would he need clothing? He could have just asked for lechem and beged. Give me food, give me clothes. Why did he have to say lechem le'echol u'beged l'lbosh? And there's a few different thoughts. Firstly, when he was inside the yeshiva, he didn't have to worry about his materialistic needs. This is similar to other stories we have in history, such as Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and his son inside the cave. When they were inside the cave, they didn't have to worry about what they were wearing. They buried themselves in the sand. They saved their one clothing, their only clothing for Shabbos. And, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them a carob tree, a boxer tree, to eat from. Or the Rambam talks about Shevet Levi. And the Rambam says Shevet Levi is not just Shevet Levi, but any person who decides that he is going to totally devote his life to spirituality, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Klal Yisrael has to take care of Shevet Levi. They don't work the land, they don't own the land, they're doing Hashem's work, and therefore Klal Yisrael provides for them. It's clear that Hashem says a person who says, I'm devoting my life to spirituality, his material needs will be taken care of. Hashem will make sure that somehow or another he'll have what to eat and drink. But now he's leaving the tent. Now he's leaving the yeshiva. Now he's going out into the world of Lavan. And yes, he prepared himself. But like we said, it's a dangerous world that he's about to enter. And therefore, he's asking on a very practical level that the begadim, the clothing that I'm going to wear, please make them appropriate for me to wear. No shatness. It should be clothing that reflect his standing as the next of the avais. And that the food should be kosher food. We know that the avos on some level kept Torah mitzvahs. So I want kosher food. I want clothing without chatness. I want clothing that are appropriate to wear. But even more so, according to Rabbeinu Bachai and connected to what we've said, he's going now into a world where the entire focus is on materialism, where Lavan is willing to trick his nephew not once but countless times in order to build up his wealth. How does one survive in such an environment? How does one keep his head about him when he's in the house of Lavan? And that's why this tefillah makes sense for this place and this time. I don't need begadim to fill a closet or food to fill a warehouse. I need the basics, the bare minimum. That's all I'm asking for. I need clothing because I need to cover myself. I need something to wear. I need food because I need something to eat. I sometimes tell my students that you're going to walk home today after a full day of school, and you're going to walk to your house, and you're going to open up your fridge, and You're going to look at your fully stocked fridge, and then you're going to close the fridge door, and you're going to go to your pantry, and you're going to open up the pantry, and there's going to be all kinds of food in the pantry, but you're going to close the pantry door, and you're going to open up the fridge again, and finally you're going to say, Ma, there's nothing to eat in this house. And there's so much to eat. And we go to our closets and we look through everything that we have, so many different types of sweaters and clothing and shoes and skirts and dresses, and we still feel like I have nothing to wear. Yaakov Avinu is going into a world where everything is focused on gashmias, everything is focused on wealth. And he needs to remember, I don't need an abundance of food and I don't need an abundance of clothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me remember, I need a beged lilboish. I need lechem le'echol, that's all. Ushmarani, watch me on my way. And Rashi says, watch me, protect me from Lashon Hara. And again, the Chafetz Chaim asks, why now? Why is he asking for protection from Lashon Hara now? And the answer is because when you're in the tent, when you're Yeshiva Ahalim, when you're in the Yeshiva of Shem and Ever, you don't need to ask for this protection in the Yeshiva. Of course, he's not going to speak Lashon Hara. It's when he's going into Lavan's house, unprotected, that he needs to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, protect me, watch me, guide me, and remind me constantly what I'm doing here, why am I here, and make sure that when I leave, Taryag Mitzvahs Lo Shachachti, that I shouldn't forget who I am and what I'm doing here. And the lesson for us, of course, is we live in love on land. A person of the caliber of Yaakov had to daven for, had to start to learn for 14 years how to combat the influences. And then he had to daven for Siyata Deshmaya. Please, Hashem, protect me and help me. And we have to be aware in the world that we're living in how much help we need to make it through the messages that we are constantly being bombarded with, that the that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ushmarani, protect me, watch me, guide over me, that we don't have a choice here, the same way Yaakov didn't have a choice. He was thrown into the house of love, and that's where he had to be, and he had a tafkid to fulfill there. And of course, we believe, we know what we believe, that no person is put into a situation that he can't combat. So if we are put here in our generation, in our world, we do have the skills, we do have the tools to, we're equipped with what we need to protect ourselves, but we should realize that there's something to protect, and we should daven, constantly daven for Siyata Deshmaya, to realize what it is that I'm meant to be doing here.